With SDPB News, I'm John Wynn. Native American tribes opposed to the Dakota Access Pipeline once again have asked a federal judge to stop the flow of oil while the legal battle over the line's future plays out. The Standing Rock Sioux and other tribes succeeded on their first attempt, only to have an appeals court overturn U.S. District Judge James Boasberg's shutdown order earlier this year. Now, tribes are asking the judge to clarify his shutdown ruling from this summer to satisfy the appellate judges and then to again order the line to cease operations. Pipeline operator Energy Transfer and the Army Corps of Engineers both maintain the pipeline is safe. They have until November 20th to file a formal response. Governor Kristi Noem has tripled her campaign war chest in the last 5 months. According to the latest campaign finance filings with the Secretary of State, the Kristi for Governor campaign now has nearly $811,000 on hand. In May, she had about $245,000. Noem's reserves took a hit in 2018 with a costly gubernatorial primary against former Attorney General Marty Jackley. A general election campaign against Democrat Billy Sutton cost Noem over $2.6 million. Recently, the Republican governor has been on the campaign trail for President Donald Trump and is gaining attention for her handling on the coronavirus pandemic. According to the Pew Research Center, the younger generations known as Millennials and Gen Z are expected to be the largest share of voters for the first time in the 2020 U.S. election. College campuses across South Dakota and the nation are seeing an increased interest in the political process by students. SDPB's Nick Nelson has more.
Addison Miller is a University of South Dakota student and director of Get Out the Yote, a campus organization dedicated to registering first-time voters. He says the myth that young people don't take part in politics is fading fast.
On election day, I mean, no matter where they vote, what they vote for, right? I mean, I'm just proud that we're at the very least giving these people the ability to vote, and I'm very proud of that so far.
Miller attributes the rise of young interest in the election to passion for individual issues. He says USD's Center for Diversity and Community and other organizations are helping to lead the charge to run up young votes in the general election. Kayla Baker is a Sioux Falls resident and first-time voter, currently attending classes at the University of Minnesota in the Twin Cities, who is voting absentee. He hopes the younger generations take time to educate themselves on candidates in the age of social media.
There's a lot of different people vying for your attention, you know, especially with, like, you can't go on social media without being bombarded with different political views, depending on what you're social circle is like. So it's important to find out what's important to you, what's true, and see who you're listening to and why they want you to be hearing the things that they're telling you.
So far, nearly 12,000 South Dakotans under the age of 30 have requested mail-in ballots. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Nick Nelson.
South Dakota's voter registration numbers have increased by more than 5% since the last presidential election. According to the Secretary of State's office, South Dakota had nearly 573,000 active registered voters. Registered Republicans have increased by 9% compared with 2016, but the number of registered South Dakota Democrats is down nearly 8%. Independents, or those with no political affiliation, are up almost 15%. Early voting in South Dakota runs through November 2nd. A former office manager for the Rapid City Rush has been sentenced to more than 3 years in federal prison for stealing $700,000 from the professional hockey team. 42-year-old Jennifer Durham pleaded guilty in July to tax evasion and 2 counts of wire fraud. She worked for the team from 2008 through June 2019, where she was responsible for maintaining accounting records, creating financial reports, and recording and depositing cash receipts. U.S. District Judge Jeffrey Viken earlier this week sentenced Durham to 37 months in prison and ordered her to pay back nearly $1 million, including $700,000 to the Rush and more than 186,000 to the Internal Revenue Service.
Those are the stories from today. Be sure to follow SDPB News on Twitter and Facebook, and check out sdpb.org to read up on all of our news and politics coverage. From the entire SDPB journalism team, I'm Josh Heyer. Thank you for listening.